Grace, mercy, and peace to you from him who is and who was and who is to come, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. It's Easter. Glad you're here. Glad he's here, alive from the dead, our living Savior, to hear our prayers, to minister to our needs, to teach us how to parent our kids, to help us raise those children into men and women for God, to receive our worship and praise, and yes, to take away our fear of death. I know that my Redeemer lives, that beautiful Easter hymn proclaims, and that's my goal for you today as you hear this message. I hope when you walk out those doors, you're 100% sure, you know that your Savior lives. You can say it with faith. You can say it with certainty. You can say it with meaning. You know, we're glad you're all here today. We do have many, many different groups. We've got the Holy One Korean Church with us today. We have preschool families here. We have our English worship service folks here, our Chinese worship service folks. I'm preaching in English today, and my sermon title is Some Things I Know. I'd like to help our Chinese friends just a minute, if you don't mind. So, 大家好,很感谢神,耶稣复活了,复活节快乐,然后今天我要跟你分享四个重点,我所讲的是我所知道的,我要提出四个重点,第一个,我知道我的救主活着,第二个,我知道我的救主死了,然后最后一个,我知道。 我的救主想成为你的救主。愿神祝福他的话语。Now, sorry, you guys know where I'm going with my sermon now. I kind of blew it, so you have to kind of give me a hand here. Yeah, some things I know. That's what I'm talking about today. I know that my Redeemer lives, and I want to talk to you about some things that I know. I know. Boy, what a strong, confident confession of faith, short and simple, powerful and confident. We know that Christ is alive. That's one of our basic Christian creeds. I know. I'm sure. Indeed, he's risen. 100%, I believe it. See, it's not just a wish or a desire. It's something that we know by faith and by experience. So I know that my Redeemer lives. You know, that word Redeemer is just kind of another word for a Savior. It has kind of this idea, though, of buying someone back, buying someone's freedom. And you see this verse from 1 Corinthians. Do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you've received from God? You're not your own. You were bought with a price. See, you're not your own. We like to think that we are. We like to think that we're the masters of our own destiny, but we're not. God's in control of your destiny. And that's where real freedom lies. That's where real peace comes from, knowing that God's in control, knowing that God's plan is going to work out in your life. So we can just gladly submit our lives to him and trust in his care, knowing that he's with us. I know that my Redeemer lives. But see, before you can really experience the joy and the power of that statement, we need to kind of slow down and unpack it a little bit, because there's some other things that I know too. See, when I say that statement, I know that my Redeemer lives, I'm saying, I know that I need a Redeemer. I know that I'm in trouble without God. I know that I've got no hope apart from him. Man, I've blown it in a lot of little ways, a couple of big ways I wouldn't want to tell you here in church. I've blown it, and I'll bet you have too. So when I say I know that my Redeemer lives, I'm saying I know that I need a Redeemer, and a very unique Redeemer at that. You see, boy, not just anybody could save me from my sins. Not just anybody could pay the price that needed to be paid for my salvation. Way back in the book of Psalms, it says, no man can redeem the life of another or give to God a ransom for him. The ransom for a life is costly. No payment is ever enough that he should live on forever and not see decay. see that ransom that Christ paid for us. Man, it's a costly price. No one else could have paid it. No one had what it takes to pay that price for your sins and mine. But it's Jesus in his precious blood. It's Jesus in his perfect life. It's Jesus in his willing suffering and death that is the payment that God demanded from us. So yeah, when I say I know that my Redeemer lives, I'm first saying I know that I know that you need a Redeemer. And followers of Christ aren't afraid to say that. Followers of Christ are probably more able than other people to admit that. We admit right up front, we're not perfect. Man, we make a ton of mistakes. If you're looking for a perfect church, this ain't it. But if you're looking for a church with normal human beings that make some mistakes once in a while, that learn to live together, that want to serve and honor God together, this could be the place for you. Because we're all the same, aren't we? Not perfect, not better than one another. We're just forgiven. Forgiven, full and free. And so we can stand in God's presence with joy. And we can offer our lives to him daily with confidence that he is the Lord of our destiny. Well, now are we ready to say, I know that my Redeemer lives? Maybe not quite yet. Because when I say that statement, first I got to think, I know that my Redeemer died. This guy that we're celebrating today, he didn't just live and never have any troubles. He died on the cross. The Savior that we worship today is the dead deity of Good Friday. Maybe we should call it Fantastic Friday. It just wasn't good. It was the only hope for people like you and me to have our sins washed away, to have heaven's doors open so that we could walk through. Yeah, when I say that I know that my Redeemer lives, what I'm really saying is, man, I also know that my Redeemer died in my place. Didn't just sweep our sins under the carpet. Didn't just say some hocus-pocus words from heaven and all our sins were taken away. He didn't just utter that famous statement of middle school girls, whatever. He paid for our sins. A costly price. Because the payment had to be made. God's justice had to be meted out. The sacrificial lamb had to be sacrificed. So man, what makes Easter so special is when we say, I know that my Redeemer lives. It's that one who died on Friday. And he's alive again. Alive again to hear your prayers. Alive again to be the king in your life. Alive again, having paid the price for our sins. Peter says it this way in his epistle. You know, it was not with perishable things, such as silver or gold, that you were redeemed from the empty way of life handed down to you from your forefathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, a lamb without blemish or defect. See, we don't celebrate resurrection without remembering crucifixion. There's no Easter without Good Friday. There's no empty tomb without a full cross. And now we live as an Easter people, but we live in kind of a Good Friday world where planes go down, where Christians are mowed down, where people hate each other and fight against each other. Praise God. We know that our Redeemer lives, and we want to live with him, led by his Spirit. See, Christ died for sins once and for all, the just for the unjust, to bring us to God. So friend, do you know? I know that my Redeemer lives. Boy, there's nothing like an Easter morning to worship, to celebrate, to sing these powerful, happy songs. He lives. Because he lives. That's another one. I know that my Redeemer lives. Do you get that live kind of theme that comes out here at Easter? He's alive. But there's one more thing I know. I know that my Redeemer wants to be your Redeemer too. I know that my Redeemer is the one appointed by God to be the one and only Savior of the world. And I don't say that proudly or smugly or I'm better than you kind of a thing. No. But boy, if God would send his son down from heaven to endure all that suffering from us, it's probably important. It's probably the only way that our sins could be paid for. So I know that my Redeemer wants to be your Redeemer. I know that my Redeemer died for every single person on planet Earth, every single person who ever lived, you and yours. I know that my Redeemer says words like this, "Come unto me," inviting people, "all you who are weary and burdened, and I'll give you rest." "Come unto me," he says to every single person. My Redeemer wants to be your Redeemer. My Redeemer's alive. Your Redeemer's alive, and he's here today offering life and salvation again. So let me tell you some things I know. I know that my Redeemer lives. I know that I need a Redeemer. I know that my Redeemer died. And I know that my Redeemer wants to be your Redeemer. May it be so. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.